partnership with Seattle Audubon. Here comes Tony Scruton, guiding his boat to dock at Deer Harbor on Orcas Island. As steward of one of the Nature Conservancy's preserves, he crosses President Channel 6 times a week. Tony has been closely observing seabirds on the waters of Washington's San Juan Islands for more than 30 years. He describes what he's been witnessing.
Well, I can safely say there's been a population crash, if you can call it crash, in a 30-year period. Well, some species have disappeared entirely from these waters. Scalps, the brants. Western grebes are hardly any around. The bay just around the corner here was always full of 3 or 4 species of grebes, lots of murres, hundreds of cormorants, thousands, literally, of scoters, almost all of them surf scoters. Now, if I see a flock of 12 scoters in the winter, that's very significant. When I first came, there were puffins up on one of the little rookeries north. They disappeared in the 70s, but I can say that there's been a crash. I don't think that's too strong a word. It's an amateur talking. It's anecdotal, but it's real.
We're lucky to have people who observe nature carefully, and we're fortunate to have conservation organizations to engage people in responding to what sentinels like Tony Scruton are seeing. For BirdNote, I'm Frank Corrado.